Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Cess to be imposed on coffee imports and new coffee standards launched. Stay with us to hear more. And later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda has announced plans to impose a cess on coffee imports. He says this will level the field for players in the local sector and provide resources to develop the industry.
We put a cess now on locally produced beans. So we are leveling the playing field, as it were. But I sincerely hope that by doing that, we will get the resources that we need to encourage, train, and promote the expansion of lowland and high mountain coffee. So that together, through this level of cooperation, we can see an expansion in the total product known as coffee for Jamaica.
The money collected from the cess will be used for the development and expansion of the local coffee industry. Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the Mavis Bank Coffee Factory and Secretary of the Jamaica Coffee Exporters Association, Norman Grant, says he is in full support of the cess.
We're very happy that the minister has now taken the decision to implement it, because there is a big opportunity in the production of non-Blue Mountain coffee, and the opportunity is there for lower price coffee. So we have to use the Blue Mountain as a blend with the non-Blue Mountain in order to capitalize on the prices and on the opportunities that exist.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at the launch of the new Jamaican standard specification for coffee at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ headquarters in St. Andrew recently.
The standards that we have come here to recognize is one that will send a signal to the world that our brand is not only able to meet international standards, but will be the coveted brand of the world when it comes to coffee.
The standard provides specifications for local and imported coffee and outlines the required blend for exportable Jamaican coffee. Included are specifications for processing and handling coffee, color blend requirements, changes in test methods, storage including lighting conditions, and labeling. There are also specific definitions of coffee at various stages and details regarding instant coffee. The standard is mandatory and must be used by farmers, producers, licensed coffee blenders, exporters of Jamaican coffee, coffee importers, grinders, roasters, brewers, and consumers. The Coffee Industry Board, CIB, through its Quality Assurance Department, is responsible for monitoring the coffee industry to ensure that it meets the prescribed standard and also certifies the quality of the coffee for the market. And now for our proverb of the day. Kwati bai trouble, onjid pon kian pe fari. Translation: a penny half penny buys trouble, £100 cannot pay for it. And this means, little blunders can cause us to find ourselves in situations so complex that we cannot extricate ourselves. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.